Oh. This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
It's Sunday, April 19th, 2009, and this live show is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to AllEars, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 111,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And joining us on today's live show, that's right. Joining us on today's live show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
Hang on to them hats and glasses.
Yee! One of my favorite rides. Yeehaw!
Big Thunder Mountain. Very nice. And also joining us today is Mike Newell, Mouse World Radio. Hiya, Mike.
Hello, everybody.
And a woman who does not wait for her introduction to start talking on this live show doesn't need to because she has earned the right, certainly. It's Deb Wills of AllEars.net. Deb, it's a pleasure to have you back on another live show.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here.
Good to have you on as well. And, you know, it's our live show again, and we're so excited to be doing this again. And we're ready to take your calls. Give us a call at 407-278-5939. Newell, you ready to go?
Let's do it.
All right, well, here's our first call of the evening. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, I'm on there as IMAC Dan, and it's my husband Dan, and my name is Michelle, and we're from Baltimore, Maryland.
Hey, Michelle, how are you?
We're doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
We were talking earlier, and I said to my husband, I said, boy, what kind of question am I going to ask? Because we're coming back to Disney. We came last year, September, at the very end for the free Disney dining, and we're coming back again this September through the first week of October. And my question is, we've been talking to a lot of our other Disney friends that are like huge fans. We're hearing that the parades have been cut back a lot in Disney World. And I'm wondering if, for the Not So Scary Mickey's Halloween party, because you pay for that additional ticket to get in, do you know if they're going to cut back that second parade? Because they usually do an early parade and then a later parade.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So far, I don't think there's any reason to believe that things would change from last year. Has anyone heard any differently that they would cut the parades or there'd be a change in terms of the schedule?
I haven't heard anything about the parties.
No.
Yeah.
I'm guessing maybe June or July we may hear first indications as to whether or not there will be any adjustments. I would think they'll be very, very careful about doing anything to the parties. I would, especially Mickey's Not So Scary because it's so popular.
Okay. I figured as much because of paying separately for tickets. I was hoping that they wouldn't cut back on those parades because I have heard that they are cutting back on some of the other parades, and Fantasmic has been cut back drastically as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, they've done that. But, I mean, for the hard ticket things, I mean, I don't see that being a possibility, really. I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay, good. That makes me feel a lot better. Because we love that, and I think we're just going to be stuck on coming there every year probably for that. But we will try to get there for Christmas. But I'm hearing that the Halloween party is the best one out of the two.
Oh, yeah. I think we're big fans of it. Mike, especially you, Scopa, you like the Halloween party.
Yeah, I think, Michelle, that the Not-So-Scary Halloween party is the best value. Okay. I think that it offers so much more. It offers entertainment. You get to see amazing costumes from the guests. You get to see amazing it's a real treat to approach the front of the Magic Kingdom theme park on the nights of the Not So Scary Halloween party, because the whole front of the park has completely changed. And if I had to choose between that or the Very Merry Christmas party, I would take the Not So Scary every time, every single time.
Yeah, because we had a unique experience last year when we were there. My son was dressed up as a clone trooper from Star Wars, the new Clone Wars, And we had a couple from Japan that came up to us and asked if they could please have their picture taken with our son. And we thought that was just so nice and unique for him to, you know, he's five, for him to experience that. So it was, it was really nice. And we really enjoyed that. And, it's, we're looking forward to it again. Like I said, now our son's six and we're, our daughter will be two. So, definitely, we're so excited and we're so addicted to your program. We listen to, the reruns every night while we're laying in bed and planning out our trip. I have a binder already set up with everything. So we're really psyched and can't wait to go. And,
awesome.
We follow Deb on allears.net too. I mean, she's phenomenal. We absolutely love her.
Thank you.
We love you. We didn't realize you were from Maryland.
Yes, we're from Maryland.
I think she's from Maryland. And he found out because you Twitter. He follows you on Twitter. So he was like, she's from Maryland. So, yeah, we love you. Your website is awesome. So
very
we love
good.
The show.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. And we'll keep our ears open for any news in June or July then.
Great. Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks Michelle.
Bye-bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And we have a call right after Michelle. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hi,
who are we speaking with?
It's me, Lindsay Price. We're asking for directions. I just made that up. We're on Walt Disney World right now, and we're sitting in the car to just go to Magic Kingdom. And we just wanted to call you.
Oh, that's cool. Did you have fun at the Magic Kingdom?
Yeah. And we're going back to see the show.
Oh, cool. Well, how were the crowds at the Magic Kingdom?
Awesome.
Awesome. Good.
Yeah.
Well, what's your favorite ride?
If it was open, it would be Space Mountain, but it's closed now.
Yeah
you missed it by one day.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
And yesterday it was open and now it's closed.
Yeah,
that's my favorite ride.
That's all right. You should just go to Disney's Hollywood Studios. It's the best park there is anyway. So, and everything's open over there.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. And we just had dinner at the Wave.
Ooh, how'd you like that?
I really liked it a lot.
Oh, good. How old are you?
8 years old.
8 years old and you're eating at the Wave. I applaud you. That's very mature of you.
Well, come on.
Great. Well, enjoy the rest of your vacation and thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye.
We have another caller right after Lindsay. And let's bring that person in. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Eden from Florida.
Hey, Eden, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Eden, of course, Newell, I'm sure you remember, Scopa, you were there too when we were at Mayfest last year, and she showed up in her very fashionable StudioCentral.com t-shirt.
That's my girl, Eden. Hi, Eden, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. We're at Matt's Park, getting ready to watch Fantasmic.
Do I dare ask what you're wearing?
No, I'm not, my mom wouldn't let me take any of my nerdy shirts.
What?
Oh, okay.
She gets tired of those. I don't know why.
She doesn't have to wear them.
I know, seriously.
How is the crowd for Fantasmic? Is it a full house tonight?
Yes, it's packed.
I can imagine.
So we're doing the Wave right now.
Oh well, don't let us interrupt the Wave. It'll only happen about 8 more times tonight.
Always look forward to the Wave in Fantasmic.
I actually do have a question, though.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you know what the $4 for $1 guys are doing now? I mean, we saw one of them at the Candlelight Processional.
Yeah.
They were kicked out from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, they're working at SeaWorld, if I'm not mistaken, now.
Really?
They what?
Cool.
They were removed, and they were working at SeaWorld, and then I'm not sure what they are, but you can actually, they're... Return to Zero is the name of their band, and you can look them up online and see what they're up to. They are a group outside of Walt Disney World.
Yeah, they're an actual, we love them. We were so sad.
Yeah, it's too bad. They were a very, very talented group, and it was always nice to see them. I always enjoyed seeing them at the studios when they were still there. Unfortunately, not there anymore. So
I rode Soarin' with the one who is the bass singer who does the boom 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 boom.
Yep.
And I talked with him. I think he worked at I think he also works at Universal too. I'm not sure what he does. So I know that they have even a lot of who we see down there. A lot of them work at different theme parks. Some work at SeaWorld as well as Walt Disney World. Some work at Universal as well as Walt Disney World because the pay is not as you would like it to be. So they need to work more.
All right. Cool. Thank you.
Thanks. Enjoy Fantasmic.
Okay. We'll be at the studios tomorrow too. So.
Nice. Enjoy.
This is my part. Tomorrow.
Why?
Right. Oh, smart girl, Eden. You are a genius for your age, really.
Thank you.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and another call right after Eden. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, you're speaking with Monty.
Hey, Monty, how are you?
Doing fine. We actually are living in Vegas, and we just got done seeing Tesla yesterday. Or Testa.
Yeah, that's right. For those who aren't aware, Len is in Las Vegas doing research for the Unofficial Guide to Las Vegas.
Yes, he is.
Who did that?
But, nope, just call him and say we love the show, just enough to even go see Tesla anyway.
Nice. where'd you see him exactly?
We actually hung out with him at Caesar's Palace from about 4:30 to like 6 o'clock.
Wow. Did you score free food off of him?
No, we got a free drink out of it, but it was good. Nice.
No appetizers, huh?
Yeah, no appetizers.
Good. Awesome. Well, you have a question for us? You just call him to check in.
Just call him to check in.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the story. We appreciate it. I'll be sure to ask Len about that guy that you met at that one time at that place.
Be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be funny.
Nice. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. You know, Newell, before the show, Amy from Kentucky was really nervous about being on the show. Do you think we should bring her on?
Why? Why would she be nervous? Len's not
she's
here.
She's always, I don't know, she's nervous about calling in. I feel bad for her. Amy, are you nervous?
I am a little bit nervous.
She always gets nervous about calling in, but you did it. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, two things. We got our Disney World trip rescheduled that we had to cancel for last month. So we're going to go, we're going to get there on the 27th, which I'm really excited about. But I've never been in April before. So what can I expect, like weather wise and crowd wise and stuff?
Well, the thing is, Amy, you're going at a good time in April. If you went this week, you would probably see a lot of crowds, high crowds, because this is the third week in April, which is school vacation week for a lot of schools in the country. And there are a lot of families that will be taking trips down there. So this would have been a real challenging week for crowds. But if you're going next week, I think you'll find the crowds to be pretty good. It'll be nice. It'll be during the height of the Flower and Garden show. I think you'll love Epcot. I think one of the things that I like about this time of year is that it really brings spring closer to me. It brings it faster. Up here in New Hampshire, we're still fighting snow sometimes. So I think April is a great time. I think that the last week in April and the first week in May is a great time because the crowds are just right. The weather is just right. I think you'll love it. And I will predict that because you'll love it so much that you'll think about coming back next year at this time, too.
Well, good. That sounds great. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah,
Amy,
the last time
I was there was October.
The weather this weekend has been absolutely gorgeous. So I think you're going to be in luck in terms of the weather if it holds up for at least, you know, next week, because it's just it's been wonderful. I mean, just, you know, low humidity, nice temperatures, you know, definitely shorts weather. Even at night, it's just gorgeous. I mean, you really can't go wrong with it. So weather-wise, I think you're going to be absolutely fine.
Oh, awesome. And one more question. I think I'm going to brave it and do the Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster. I know I called it in January in the live show, and I was like, I'm afraid. So I think I'm going to do it.
Good.
And I was wondering if there was an order I should do it in as far as which one to do first, like at park opening. If I go early entry or first thing in the morning, is there a plan I should use about one or the other?
Yeah, I think the way to do it is go to Tower first, at park opening. Go to Coaster first and then go to Tower after that. The line for Coaster develops far quicker than the line for Tower. So if you just ran over to Rock and Roller Coaster, did that first, and then you'd still be able to basically walk on Tower for the most part.
All right. So it's a quicker death if I go to Rock and Roller Coaster first.
Yes. Yes.
I'm so afraid. All right.
Hey, you'll be fine. You'll love it. You will love it. I bet you.
All right.
But
call in
on the May live show and let us know how it goes.
All right. I'll do it. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, Amy. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, lots of great calls so far over here. And, Deb, when you first rode Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower of Terror, were you also a little apprehensive about it?
I was scared to death. In fact, I rode Tower of Terror with a very good friend's, I think she was 8-year-old daughter, who held my hand the entire time. And that girl's now in high school, so it's like. But yes, I had a real fear of coasters and heights. It took me a long time. And Disney, my goal was just to ride every ride there. So when I first rode Tower was right after it opened, it was just a single drop. And I thought, oh my gosh, what have I done to myself? But now I ride and I still grab onto whoever's next to me. So beware if you haven't sat next to me yet on Tower. But it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Cool. Very good. Well, we have we have our next call, and it's coming from somewhere here in Florida. Hi, who's speaking with?
I sure am. Yeah, hi, it's Virginia from Kissimmee.
Hey, Virginia, how are you?
I'm fine.
What can we do for you tonight?
Well, I was just going to ask if anybody else has taken advantage of the Flower Power concerts. We went on Friday and had a wonderful concert by the Ventures.
Yeah, I saw... Oh, what's his name from the Monkees?
Davy Jones.
Yeah,
Davy Jones. Yes, I saw him, and it was my first time seeing him live, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. How were the Ventures?
Oh, they were awesome. I think the exciting part about it is I never got to hear these bands live, one in their heyday, but the Ventures. Now there are two people, Don Wilson and Noki Edwards. They're inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So these are really good musicians, and you get a chance to listen to them, even now when they're still great. They're still great musicians.
Yeah, they do put on a really good show. I mean, obviously they've been around for a little while, to say the least, but they do put on a very good show. I had gone in there. I wasn't per se a Monkees fan, but I went in there, and just to enjoy the show, and I was entertained. And you're absolutely right; they do a very good job with the acts that they do bring in over there.
Well, we heard the Turtles earlier in the month, and then heard
like
the Ventures on Friday, and they were good. They were great. That was the second time I've heard them.
I have a question for you. Since the concerts are only over the weekend now, do you think they're crowder? Had you been in the past years?
Now, Friday, the park was really, really doable. I mean, it was much lighter than when we went to hear, the Turtles. Paul Revere and the Raiders, that was a little bit crowded, too. But the Turtles was really crowded that day. So it's kind of hit and miss. And again, you're closer to Easter with
sure,
the Turtles as opposed to Paul and Revere and the Raiders earlier in the month. But the crowd seemed to be a little bit better this week now, later in the week, than they had been. So,
okay.
Cool.
Okay. Great.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for the report.
Turtle.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Newell.
I like turtle.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And we have our very next caller. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Len from Las Vegas.
Oh.
It's Len from Las Vegas. Len.
Name doesn't sound familiar.
Can we help you? Do you have a question?
Come on, we don't have time for this. Keep it going, sir. We have to get the other callers in.
3 o'clock parade starts at 3 o'clock. Next.
Hey, so what's the if I'm trying to see all of the all of the live shows in Las Vegas. What's the fastest way to do that?
Start drinking first.
Yeah, really. I'm literally in the middle of Caesar's Palace right now. So
yeah, someone
you know
called.
What's kind of amazing is, I mean, this place is huge. It's pretty ornate, and he's very lavishly decorated. I'm trying to figure out how they paid for all of it.
It's like your bedroom, huh, Len?
Exactly. With with the Greek nudes and everything. Yes, very stylish. Yeah. So, oh, you know what's really interesting? I'm here with one of our listeners, and he pointed out that at one of the slot machines in Caesars is they do this thing where above the slot machines, Caesar's head follows you as you move around the slot machine, and it's exactly like the effect that they do in the Haunted Mansion. But
yes,
with the in the gallery. But looking at it from here, you can actually figure out how it's done. Do you know how to do it? It's essentially like a bas relief carved image of Caesar. So instead of like imagine like a wax mold of a ghost's shoulder and head, okay? Then cut it in half, right? So half of it is facing towards you, half of it is facing away from you, like a valley or a molded dented in. The molded dented in half of his head. That's
yes.
The thing. And you mount that opposite you, and when you move around, that's how it's done. It's really interesting. I've never seen it before.
This is really good stuff. It's too bad you're not on our podcast to help tell this kind of stuff all the time.
You do a podcast? am I on the radio now?
Yeah, we're looking for a host.
Yeah, shut up. Good. We've done touring plans in Vegas. It's really funny how similar Walt Disney World and Las Vegas are. One is essentially heavily themed entertainment for adults, and the other one has gambling. So I think that's really interesting. No, I'm just kidding. the guys that do Raglan Road at Downtown Disney also do Nine Fine Irishmen here at New York, New York. And if you walk into the bar at Nine Fine Irishmen, I swear to God, they went to the Haunted Mansion and they said, okay, whatever you guys are doing here, we're going to do that in Las Vegas, but we're going to call it Irish. It's so funny. They've got the bus, they've got a gallery, they've got a library. Hysterical. I walked down, I'm like, oh, dude, seriously, it's a total ripoff.
Nice. Good. Well, get back to the roulette table, Len, and let it ride on red.
Red. Thank you. I'll take your advice. Have fun, guys. See you next week.
All right. Thanks, Len. Appreciate it. And there goes Len Testa, co-author of The Adventure Guide to Walt Disney World, occasionally on our show every now and then.
Who's with the other bell?
I don't know. Who's got another bell?
Who's that
hello,
other
hello.
Bell?
Hello, have a bell in here?
Oh, Mr. Mike.
Hello.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi.
Hi, this is Karen from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm good. Who is this? This is Matt.
Matt, yes, you're on the air. What can we do for you?
Hi, Matt. We're coming down to Walt Disney World in October, and we're celebrating our 10-year wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Is there anything special we should be doing while we're down there for our anniversary?
It's a good question. Do us a favor. Turn down your radio a little bit, because we're hearing it.
Turn down the radio.
That's a good question for special things for the anniversary. And, nothing says romantic like Mike Newell, but Mike's working on something. So I'm going to go to Mike Scopa.
Okay.
Scopa, what do you think for interesting things for anniversary? Anything come to mind?
Well, the first thing right off the bat is I'm thinking that you should think about having a very special anniversary dinner. And I would think that a couple of things come into mind. I may actually ask Deb to chime in on this. I would think that Yachtsman Steakhouse or the California Grill would be two places I would consider for an anniversary dinner. I guess a lot of people would say Victoria and Albert's. Deb, any ideas?
Chico is also a very nice place, especially if you enjoy wines that you can't get in other parts of the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we're going to be staying at the Caribbean Beach. How would I get to Animal Kingdom Lodge from there?
Taxi. That would be your best bet if you're going to a nice dinner. So if you're not in theme park clothes and you're dressed up a little bit, you'd probably just want to grab a cab. I think that's around $14, $15 each way.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And Jake's like a, is that at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, is that like a really dressy up place?
Well, they're one of the, they ask for business casual or resort casual. It's one of the ones that they request no tank tops, no shorts. And okay. It's just like California Grill, Artist Point, Flying Fish. You know, people will sometimes dress up a little bit more. Just, you know, nice shirt, nice pants, or dress, whatever.
Oh, okay. Okay. Very much.
Yeah, I think you'll
like talking to you guys.
Well, I have one more suggestion for you that's not dinner, but would be really cool if you go over to Port Orleans and maybe even to the campground. You could do a carriage ride in the evening.
Oh, yeah.
And
ah.
Those can be very romantic.
Ooh, I didn't know they did that over there.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that sounds cool.
I think you'd enjoy that.
They are very romantic and very fun, and I think Deb's absolutely right about that. So if you have dinner and then a carriage ride, you know, that'd be real. That would, I think, do a wonderful anniversary night for you.
Okay, so Bob, my husband, if you're listening, hint, hint. Okay, well, I appreciate all the suggestions. We were racking our brains out trying to figure out what we could do.
Okay, yeah, no, well. You can always ask a cast member, too. You know, when you check in your resort, just say, you know, we're looking for something special to do. Do you have any suggestions? Hint, hint, it's our anniversary.
Okay, that's a great idea. I'll do that.
Okay.
Great. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a great trip.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And don't forget that you can also not only listen to this show, which of course is always fun, but join us in our chat room. Go to WDWTA.com. You'll see a link for our chat room. There are lots of people in there. It makes it for a lot of fun. So definitely join us in our chat room, WDWTA.com. And we have our next caller. Hi, who's speaking
with? Good evening. It's Jay from Cincinnati, Cessna 157 in the chat room.
Good evening.
Hey, Jay. It's my favorite pilot.
Good evening. I guess I've got a question for Matt, or if anyone else has got one. Have you done the Characters in Flight yet at Downtown Disney?
I have not done that
He's
yet.
He's afraid of heights.
What's that, Mike?
You're afraid of heights.
I was just about to go there. We were driving home tonight from the supermarket before we went to, you know, to come home before the live show. And as we were driving home, I saw the balloon. And that thing goes up high. My wife, you know, gets up 300 feet. I thought it goes up like 10 feet or something. That's like, you know, I'm not going on that thing.
He's not doing that.
I mean, I put my life on the line when I went in the Shark Tank at Blizzard Beach, or Typhoon Lagoon, excuse me. But, you know, that's just, whew. Yeah, you know, I mean, that goes high up there. But I've heard good things about it. You know, I guess people that survive it. I mean, has anyone else been up there yet?
No.
I'll go on it. Go ahead, Deb.
Oh, I was going to say, a couple of folks on the All Ears team, Jack Spence was on it and has blogged about it. He just raved, and the view looks phenomenal. I've seen a couple pictures, but not a lot from nighttime, and that looks really wild, too. I think, you know, if you can do Tower of Terror and some of those other things, you can certainly get in the balloon. I think it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience just to look out. You don't have to look down. Just look out at the beautiful surroundings.
I'm going to do it after Newell does it.
I'll do it. As long as it doesn't drop.
You do it together.
As long as it doesn't drop really fast, I'm good. Heights don't bother me.
You need to find out a way to do a live show from atop the balloon there.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Yes.
We could do that. That's not a problem.
Just have to find a host.
Yeah, really. We have to find somebody to host.
Well, as long as there's no dinosaurs on it, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, no, we haven't had a chance to do it, but I mean, you know, from what Jack was mentioning on his blog entry, it sounds pretty cool.
All right, well, thanks for taking my call. You guys have fun tonight.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. We have another call right after Jay. Hey, who are we speaking with?
This is Veronica from Crowncast. How are you, Matt?
Veronica, how are you, my dear?
I'm wonderful. Yourself?
Oh, I'm super. Veronica, let me tell for our listeners, Veronica helped plan my honeymoon. We went on a Royal Caribbean cruise, and they run the Crowncast podcast, which you mentioned from time to time on the show, and they email us. And these are our equivalent in the parallel universe of Royal Caribbean. So welcome, Veronica.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited. I have a question.
you know we are going to be down in the world 19 days from today, but who's counting?
Right.
My question is about this new picnic in the park at the Animal Kingdom.
Yes, interesting
idea. Have you heard about the new picnic in the park deal?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so we're wondering how it works with the dining plan. Because I'm hearing that they take 3 adult counter service credits for it, to pay for it. What can you tell me?
That's a good question. You know, the picnic in the park thing just came out at Disney's Animal Kingdom. It's something that they just kind of rolled out there not too long ago. In fact, Deb, have you heard anything about the picnic in the park?
I just went to this fantastic website called All Ears that has all this amazing information.
It's the best.
And on the Animal Kingdom Picnic in the Park page, it says that it is 1 adult entitlement per meal. You can use 1 quick service meal. So a meal for 3 people would require 3 adult counter services.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's my question, paying, because it's not 3 adults. Like, most people who are going to go, wouldn't it be a family, like mom and dad and, like, in our case, a child? So I'm curious as to why it would be 3 adult meals and not 3 people.
That I can't answer. I've not...
well, I mean,
because I wanted to make sure I had it right, because I'm not sure... Like, do you think it's worth using 3 counter service credits for, or should we just pay for it?
Well, it sounds like it's a fair amount of food.
It does. It does. But
I guess what I would look at first, Veronica, is I would look at the menu, see what you're offered over there, and make sure that it's going to be something you're all going to eat over there. I mean, if this is something that you know, this goes in hand with using the dining plan for any restaurant, really, is that
you have
to make sure that what you're going to be getting over there is something that's going to interest you, and it's something that's going to be, you know, worth it. I mean, compare your options over there. I mean, if you want to try it out and you want to use the dining plan, it may very well be worth it to you. You know, see what that would cost. You know, you got to kind of weigh everything there. Make sure, obviously, it's going to work for everyone in your group and look at it that way. Of course, you can't share the food, obviously. It's not like, you know, they divvy it up and say, you must eat this portion and nothing else.
Sure.
We only have 1 review on the website, and the person gave it an 8 out of 10, said, quick if you order ahead of time. It's a good value, but limited selection. That's the only thing I've read so far.
Yeah, because we were kind of looking at the tier 2 choice, which was the chicken or the ham.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it wouldn't be enough food for us, but I was like, I don't know if I want to spend 3 adult credits for it. So
yeah,
I wanted to make sure I was getting the right information on that it was actually definitely 3 adult credits from the plan.
Well, it does say a quick service meal, not a sit-down meal.
I'm not
quite sure how, you know, that's a little bit less expensive, and you're looking for the second tier. That would be about $10 plus tax a person.
Yeah.
Is what it equates
to. Which
is
probably not bad. So, okay, that was my question.
You can try it out and let us know.
I'm sorry I didn't look further on your website. I really do spend a lot of time there, and I'm in, you know, final planning stages, and I'm getting all crazy, and I overlooked it.
It's the perfect excuse for calling in, Veronica, so no worries about that.
Absolutely.
Yes, and Matt, we're going to email you. We'd like to take you out to lunch while we're there. We won't do the picnic in the park, though. We'll pick.
Okay.
I hear you really like the Pepper Market.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you
That'll
so much, Matt. And thank you too, Deb.
You're welcome. Have a great trip.
Well, thank you. We will.
All right. We'll see you soon, Veronica.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. And looking forward to seeing those people down there. You know, in Quebec, if you're coming down to Walt Disney World, I'm usually at the studios every Sunday if you'd like to meet up. I met a lot of our listeners on Sundays. You know, just stopping by and saying hi. It's always great. So if you're going to be at the studios, just send me an email. And matt@wwtoday.com, and we'll see you down there.
Speaking of picnic in the park, someone in the chat room just wrote that Len has put something up in his blog on touringplans.com. So if you're still listening, Veronica, check it out.
Oh, cool. Very nice. We have our next caller right after Veronica. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, Jim from Chicago.
Hey, Jim.
Hey,
Jim. What can we do for tonight?
All right, so I'm going down to 97 days, so getting ready to try to do some ADRs. And the great thing is my mother is going to come with us for the first 5 days, so we've got free babysitting. So my wife and I wanted to go out a couple nights and actually, you know, just have a nice sit-down dinner. And I was looking at the unofficial guide, and I've kind of narrowed it down to three. I wanted to go, like, two out of the three. So I was thinking of Gico, California Grill, or Citrico's.
Oh, this is a Deb question for sure.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. Well, what kind of food do you like? What kind of experience are you looking for? Because each of them are, you said Citrico's, California Grill, or Gico. They're each different. So what is it you're looking for?
Well, you know, and I keep on trying to get my wife to chime in. She goes, I don't care, whatever you want. So, and you know that never works. So I was looking, you know, I really don't have a preference. I mean, I like food, you know. I have never had a problem eating, you know, so I think it's more atmosphere and then just, you know, I know like the California Grill, if we tried to get a reservation in around the fireworks time, then you'd be able to eat in it and then also do that. But I'm just, you know, trying to find a place that they'll have decent, they'll have good food, but then also would have good atmosphere.
Well, probably of the three, I think Citrico's might have the least, for me personally, Citrico's has the least amount of atmosphere.
Okay.
I have not been there for a couple of years. The food is good. I've enjoyed the last meal or two that I've eaten there. But it, to me, it didn't offer anything special or different. For California Grill, of course, you've got looking outside, you've got the Magic Kingdom, and you have an amazing view. Even if you sit on the other side of the restaurant, you can see Spaceship Earth.
Okay.
Gico is also a whole different atmosphere. They do a lot with the lighting in there. In fact, some people don't realize that against that back wall, it will change. The colors of that wall change from sunrise to sunset as you're sitting in the restaurant. So it'll start muted and yellows and then gets brighter and then it goes into the oranges and deeper colors for a sunset. So that's kind of neat. I think that you get a little bit more for your money food wise at Gico than California Grill.
Okay.
However, again, I would look at the menus. Depends what you're looking for. California Grill has amazing sushi. So if you all like sushi, that's definitely someplace that you would want to try. California Grill has a great wine list with California wines. Gico, of course, has the South African wines. Gico's food is a little bit different than what you're typically going to get in other places. So see what the menu has. Don't be scared by Gico and the seasoning. I was very hesitant in the beginning, thinking it wasn't going to be a place I like, and I just love it. I go there every opportunity I have.
Well, cool. Yeah, because I thought we could do at least two out of the three. So it sounds like I might just lean towards more Gico and California Grill. And, yeah, I want to try stuff that I normally don't get, you know, out here in Chicago. You know, you can get your stand, you know, a lot of the standard stuff. You know, I want to have at least one of the restaurants be a little bit different, something we haven't ever tried. So.
Absolutely. And one of the things I like about Gico is the appetizers are really good for sharing.
Okay.
So that you could order maybe three appetizers and split them and have a really nice taste of the different things. Your server can certainly help you out with those. I just think it's a very unique experience. So that would be my top recommendation.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You guys have a good night.
Have a great trip.
407-278-5939 is our number. And Deb, I love Gico. When my parents come down there, they always insist that I make a reservation for them over there. And like you said, it's great sharing, and it's so interesting the food that they have over there, the different options. So
it is. The restaurant's phenomenal, and I have not met the new head chef yet. The last couple times I've been there, I've dealt with Chef David, and he is just amazing, and he does whatever he can to accommodate you. The other thing I should have mentioned about Gico is they also do really good with special diets, so that's something to keep in mind too.
Cool. We have our next call, and I suspect this is from the state of New Jersey. Newell, have the filter button ready. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Susan from New Jersey.
Hey, Susan, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, we are going down to Disney for my husband's birthday on July 1st. And okay. My question is, we're going to be going to the Magic Kingdom. There'll be five of us. And should we on that day get the Fast Pass option, or should we get the $75 gift card?
$75 gift card. I don't know about any of you guys, but I perceive there being far more value in the $75 gift card or the free admission than the Fast Passes. What do you think, Scopa?
I agree. I would take that $75 gift card and have a real nice birthday meal.
Really? That's what my husband's saying, but there's going to be five of us, and I'm really worried about the crowds, and so I would rather kind of get ahead of the crowds with the Fast Passes.
I think what you could do is, if you utilize a good touring plan, I think you'll be able to bypass that issue for you and be able to get $75 to spend on something for yourself that'll be nice for you.
Yeah. I'll convince him that he should spend it on me.
Susan, I've been there on July 4th, and I've done almost all the attractions before 1 o'clock in the
really?
Magic Kingdom. Yeah, but you have to focus. I mean, it's almost as you have to go commando style. And I remember telling Len about this, how I went counterclockwise, started in Tomorrowland, and just went from one attraction to the next. Boom, boom, boom. And by the time we got to Pirates on the other side of the park, it's about 1 o'clock, 1:30, and we were done.
I think Susan, everyone in the chat room is saying saying the gift card. For those who aren't aware, on your birthday, you have an option, three options what you can get. Either a $75 gift card to use on merchandise, a free admission to the park, which is basically $75, or this magic fast pass that'll get you fast pass for one time for every attraction in the park. But I think we all agree. Is there anyone here? Newell, Deb, don't let me speak for you here. I mean, would any of you say otherwise?
No, I think you've got it right. I think the $75 is going to give you something very special.
Absolutely. So go for that, Susan.
Okay, great. Can I ask one more question?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the day before, on June 30th, we're going to go to the studios, and the calendar is saying that it's going to close that night at 7 o'clock. You think that's true?
There's not – grad nights will be over by then.
Yeah.
It may be a perhaps there's a special event going on. That's usually why I would – if the other hours around that date, like the day before or the day after, it's open much later, it very well just could be because there's a special event going on, which tends to happen from time to time.
Oh, okay.
We need to find someone who knows the studios.
Believe it or not, they don't consult me for their private events that they have over there.
Oh, well, I wish they'd consult you about the Fantasmic issue, because we're going to miss it. So.
Okay, very good. I'm sure they'll care.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Enjoy your trip.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
We've got our next caller over here. And Brandon, feel free to call us back over here. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Mr. Voice. How are you, man?
Mr. Voice, Hoo-ah! How are you?
Hey!
I'm doing fine. You'll be happy to know I put a time limit on myself this time around.
Newell's got you clocked over here, so go for it.
Tick, 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 spoken tick, like tick, a true tick, radio man.
Hey, I've just got three things. First of all, like everybody else, we owe so much to Deb. Just want to say hi to you, even though we've never met. Your website is absolutely invaluable, and thank you 10 times over for everything you do.
Well, thank you kindly, and please know there's a huge team of All Ears folks, including Mr. Scopa here and many others who make it the website that it is. So thank you on behalf of all of them.
Mike, your part's good too.
thanks. I'm blushing.
I wanted to share two tips, and then I'll be out of your hair. The first one, today is my 90-day mark for our next trip. And
happy
so today I called.
Mark.
I'm sorry.
Happy 90 day mark.
Happy 90 day mark. We had a nice little party. There was pie. It was great. anyway, I called. We're staying at one resort for one night, and then other resorts after that. So I could only make one reservation this evening, or this morning, I should say, when I called. And I called to make a reservation for Whispering Canyon, exactly 90 days out. And the latest reservation for dinner they had was 5:45.
Wow.
So I'm just calling to tell people don't sleep on that 90-day list, even though the economy's kind of down. People are still eating, especially on their vacation.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love the 90-day mark versus the 180. It's so much easier to plan now in terms – it's more practical because I don't plan what I'm going to do 6 months out like that. I feel 90 days is far easier, personally speaking. To plan that kind of stuff out. So I'm glad that they did that. What's your second tip, Mr. Boyce?
No, I was just going to say I missed the 180 days because I was always ahead of everybody else, and I could get in, but that's personal.
Well, more power to you if you were able to take advantage of that.
Yeah. The second tip is something that came from Fred Hazelton, actually, so I gotta give him props for this. I was having a devil of a time trying to figure out when Fantasmic was, because we all know the whole saga behind that. And Fred passed along the fact that the Disney World Canada site, disneyworld.ca,
yep,
still has Fantasmic times on it. You know the old calendar they used to have on the regular Walt Disney World website? That's still, yes, up on the Canadian site.
Oh, yeah.
And I had not heard that anywhere else. So I wanted to pass that on to anybody who needed to know which of their days Fantasmic would be there. And I apologize if this is common knowledge, but I haven't seen it anywhere. So
that's a great tip.
Just passing that along.
No, thanks for sharing, yeah, that. I mean, Len told me about that not too long ago off the air, and I use that when I go check at the park hours. I go to the Canada website because I prefer their calendar to the current calendar that they have at DisneyWorld.com. So that's a great tip. Thanks for sharing that.
And no problem. I just wanted to get it out there in the open for all of the other people who lament the fact that Fantasmic's only on 3 days a week. So.
Thank you, Mr. Voice.
No problem. It'll even be better in my trip because the park is closing down at 7 o'clock, two of the 6 nights will be down there. So we had one option for Fantasmic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, it is what it is, unfortunately.
It is what it is, and it ain't going to change, is it?
Not unless you don't complain. That's what you got to do. When you go down there, just, you know, you should demand it. It's to your benefit because it makes it so much more difficult now to see a show. And, you know, you're paying the full price. Not like the price changes on days where there isn't Fantasmic. So, you know, it's just making your life more difficult. So I say it's you're within full rights to complain about it. And so that, because it's much easier when you have it on every night.
Matt, do you think it would help if the members of my party showed up with pitchforks and torches to protest? Or...
Yes, I think Disney would love that, in fact, if you showed up like that. But yeah,
do you
go
think
for
I could get the pitchfork past security like Tiki Man got the big tiki pass?
Well, if you do, let us know how it works out for you.
All right, I'll do that. You guys have a good show.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Rick.
Take care.
See ya.
Take care.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And we have our next lots of calls tonight. It's great, but you can still get in 407-278-5939. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Brandon again.
Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Not bad. Sorry about that earlier. I was trying to mute the audio from your show, and then I must have hit the wrong thing.
Oh, no worries. What can we do for you?
Well, I want to say that, I'll volunteer to help out with the pitchforks and the fire, and if you want to distract the people at the front gate, we'll set Matt on fire, and then, you know, they'll be distracted with putting him out, and we'll get in with the pitchforks.
I think we should start out with emails first, but, you know, we'll work our way up from there.
Yeah. Apparently I'm staying at a hotel in June down outside of downtown Disney, and I was wondering what would be the best way to get to the parks, like, say, Magic Kingdom. Should I just drive or should I take one of the shuttles?
You're staying at an offsite hotel, you said?
Yeah, one of the ones that's right around downtown Disney, the ones that you can see from downtown Disney.
Yeah, I would say,
yeah,
probably.
I know where you're going with this. Matt, did we lose Matt?
I think we might have.
Yes, we did lose Matt, I think.
Well, do either of you, any of you three have an idea?
When I stayed last at the Hilton in downtown Disney, they had a shuttle there that serves the downtown Disney hotels. And from what I overheard someone saying, that it's easier to walk across the street to downtown Disney and grab one of the Disney buses there, because the shuttle buses that the downtown Disney resorts have is very, very slow. And what they do is they stop at all the different resorts there. So if you're staying at the Hilton, you may be the first stop or the last stop, depending on which route the bus takes.
Yeah, I think it's something like the something spa and resort. I'm not sure. My brother's in charge of this because he's getting it free from work. So I figure a free trip, so I'll be down there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just debating whether to take like a rental car up or take the buses. But then I was like, you know what, the buses, you know, I remember from downtown Disney, just to get to Magic Kingdom would be a long haul.
Yeah, if you wanted to, I know the Regal Sun has a dollar rent a car in the lobby. If you wanted to rent a car just for the day,
Well, I'm going to have a rental car the whole time.
Oh,
because we will be going to Orlando Convention Center because there's a thing called Infocom. I actually called last month, and I thought I was staying at a hotel near the convention center, but apparently we're staying at Downtown Disney.
Oh, I would stick with the rental car for everything if that's the case, especially if you're if you're staying on a Downtown Disney hotel. I would drive everywhere.
Yeah. So since I've never been at since I've never taken a car to the parking, how much is the parking at each one of these places?
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Deb, but if you're staying on a Downtown Disney resort, is it free as well for? I don't know. You got me. If you were staying on a regular Disney resort, the parking is free everywhere. I'm not sure. Maybe someone in the chat room would know. I'm not sure about Downtown Disney hotels.
I know at one time the Hilton had almost all the same benefits.
Exactly, including extra magic hour.
Right.
Ooh.
Right, that's the other thing. The other hotels do not have extra magic hour, just the Hilton.
Well, that was another thing I noticed on the list. It's really hard to find the list of magic hours stuff because it's kind of confusing on the Disney website. I'm going to have to go over to All Ears to check it out, but ding.
Ding!
But, hey, I caught it. But yeah, it's. I just wanted to know because it's, like I'm seeing a lot of morning stuff, but I'm not seeing any nighttime stuff. Is it just because like say the parks are up until midnight by normally, or is that just you know they think everybody wants to go in the morning because it's cooler?
That's a good question. I'm not sure about that.
Not either.
Yeah.
I'll
take a look at it again.
Yeah, I would definitely drive around. If you're an AP holder, you get to park for free regardless of where you're staying.
Right.
I'm not. So.
Okay, yeah. I'm being told that it's $12 a day for the other Downtown Disney hotels to park.
Okay.
But it's still beat. I would rather pay the $12 than take one of those buses.
Yeah.
Especially a Downtown Disney bus. I would rather pay the $12.
Yeah.
You know, or like I said, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, if that was the case, I would walk to Downtown Disney and grab one of the Disney buses.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, is there actually a bus that goes from Downtown Disney to Magic Kingdom, or do I have to go to a resort and then hop on another one? Because it's been like 3 years since the last time I was down there.
No, the Downtown Disney buses do have their own bus service. The Downtown Disney hotels. But it pales, like it's not on the same level as the Disney hotel. So if you've got a car, I would definitely still take your own car.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Don't you'd be wasting too much time otherwise.
Right. And I'll be hitching a ride with you, Matt.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, you'll be there on Sunday. I'm coming to get you.
Good.
And you get to prove why the studios are so great.
Very good. Well, we'll see you there, Brian. Right. Thanks for calling it.
All right. Yep. Bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Mr. Newell, you are a true professional, might I add.
What happened to you, by the way? You froze up?
Yeah, no, I was just having some issues over here.
I was worried.
I know you. I left you in capable hands with you, Newell. You are the true brains behind this operation.
I think he should be the host for the next live show.
Oh, well, who's our next call? Let's take our next call. Come on.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Josh from Atlanta.
Woo, Josh. Good to hear you.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, I just want to, you know, start off like everybody else does. Love the show. You guys are very entertaining and enjoyed, you know, the kudos to each his own project. I got a question about my wife and I are heading down in October and trying to figure out how the parks kind of fare. I've got touringplans.com and I've got the unofficial guide to kind of guide us. I'm just trying to get an opinion and figure out what to kind of hit up while we're down there. I mean, we went down there on our honeymoon and had a blast and just for time of year for us to go.
Well, I guess what's your question specifically? What are you looking for over there?
I'm glad you asked that, man.
Yeah, good point.
he's a good point.
Trying to figure out mainly, Epcot and how is it in October with the food and wine festival as far as what's available down there?
Ah,
sounds like a Deb question.
Yep.
Well, definitely for food and wine, you want to go during the week if at all possible. The food and wine, we'll have information online. In the past couple of years, we've been able to get the brochure up online. if things hold true to before the seminars are over in the Wonders of Life, Old Wonders of Life Pavilion. But definitely on the weekends and in the evenings, Epcot World Showcase gets very, very crowded. That said, it's a fun thing to do. I did it last year. We just wandered around one evening. There were about six of us, and I had a good time waiting in line and noshing on food and tasting some beverages. The attractions are usually not with long lines, except for, of course, Soarin' and Test Track, because everybody's busy eating and drinking. I have been in October, and it's been very hot and humid, and I've been in October where it's been temperate, so the weather could go either way.
Okay. All right, cool. I appreciate it.
Cool. Thanks for calling
in. Have a great time.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it's a great time of year to go. I love going for food and wine.
Good deal. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care.
407-278-5939 is our number. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Eric from Colorado.
Hey, Eric, how are you?
Hi, Eric.
Well, it's happy hour, and I'm happy.
Okay.
So I have a quick question. I found out there is a grocery store that delivers groceries, and now for the really important part, is there a store that delivers to the resorts at Walt Disney World?
I don't know of one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. If
I'm not even sure if that's something they can do.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a legal thing.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with any liquor stores in Disney World or otherwise that do that service.
Me either. I don't think that's something that they do.
And Len's never around when you need him.
I know. Now I have to figure out which aftershave will taste good with club soda.
Well, you know, you just either get a cab or rent a car. I mean, that might be, you know, some options for you over there.
I am going to the liquor store, so maybe renting a car might not work.
Yeah,
the
so
cab. Perhaps the cab, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, well, that's all I could come up with on short notice.
And no worries. Good luck, bro.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Now
407. Yes, Mike.
No, some of the stores sell. I know at Old Key West, the store there sells some. It's very limited, but they do sell some liquor. Okay. And it's probably very expensive. But
extremely expensive.
Yeah, but if you're in a pinch, I guess, and you got, you know, nothing else, or it's too late, or you don't want to drive.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're on vacation. Why not? But yeah, it's probably really outrageous. But I know they do sell some limited supply of liquor there.
Well, it is.
Yeah, sure, right. They do.
Very nice, Newell. And we should mention before we get to our next call that, again, this live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all of the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 111,000 other subscribers. I'm one of them, who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today.
Yes, and one of our feature writers is right here on the podcast every week, Mr. Scott.
Really? Wow.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, can you hear me this time?
Yes.
Oh, cool. Yeah, this is Brett in NH.
Hey, Brett, how are you?
Not bad. The cousin Mickey doesn't talk about.
Ah, how are you?
I need some help from you guys.
Go ahead.
Yeah, last time it was my first trip down to Disney World in like 10 years, and I made the mistake of going Militant, and now the only way I can get my wife to go back is to get her a day at the spa. You guys got any recommendations on a decent spa?
Oh, Matt knows this one.
I know that Len says of the Disney spas, he greatly prefers Saratoga Springs Spa they have at Saratoga Springs Resort.
Exactly.
He says that one is by far the best one that they've encountered in their reviews over there.
Do you guys know if you can pre-buy?
Pre-buy.
Yeah, That's a good question. They do have packages. I'm not sure. Like, are you trying to say, like, you want to call ahead or something? Like to make a reservation and put down a credit card or something like that?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they'll do that or not. I haven't tried that. I've always been the kind of person, you know, you show up and hi, you know.
But do you want to like give it as a gift? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, probably.
What I would do is I would buy a prepaid Disney card.
Yeah, the gift card.
Gift card. And put whatever, you know, put a bunch of money on that and use that.
Okay, do you guys know if they do hot stone massage?
Yes, they do. Oh, I'll jump right in on that.
I don't even know what that is.
You talking from experience, Deb?
What you're aiming for.
Actually, Len's not on. I'd ask him if he included Mandara Spa over at the Dolphin, but I have had hot stone massage there, so I know for a fact they do. I think the Saratoga and all does. Yeah. I was just looking for the link, but I can't find it. Nikki Bryan is the business that actually runs the spas. And you could probably go to their website and find out if they offer gift cards or anything like that as well.
That's a great tip.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely. Well, good luck, and I hope your wife will deal with the spa in order for you to get down to Walt Disney World.
Yeah, she says she'll – well, if I send her there, she'll let me do all the rides if she thinks it's too boring.
Well, whatever works for you and her.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for calling in. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. More calls right over here. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Alex. Alex 92 at Studio Central.
Hoorah. How are you, Alex?
Good. Good. How about you?
Outstanding. What can we do for you?
I got two quick questions for you guys. One, the Star Wars weekends extend through July, end of July.
No, they only go, there's only 4 weekends of the year that they're there. Star Wars weekends begins on Memorial Day weekend, which is the weekend of the 22nd through 24th. And then it goes to May 29th, 31st, June 5th through 7th, and June 12th through 14th. So that's the last weekend is June 12th through 14th.
So we're not going to be there for Star Wars weekends, but we are going down, or rather up there, June 20th and 21st, and we have one park hopper rollover day from a trip about 6 months ago, and one just base Magic Your Way ticket. We want to try to get in all 4 parks in those 2 days, so on one day, it's gonna have to be 1 day, 1 park, and then 3 parks on the other park hopper day. At Animal Kingdom, we only really want to do the big 3, Everest, Dinosaur, and Cali River Rapids.
Uh-huh.
And then if Nemo's there then for a good showtime, then yeah. But what do you suggest?
I think you've got a good plan over there. I mean, Nemo's going to be tough to work in. I mean, it really depends on their schedule over there. But I think those 3 are going to be very easy. I mean, Everest, obviously, go for that one. Collier should be pretty easy to get into, generally speaking, because... I mean, it is warm there, but I've always found that the line is manageable over there, although it has a very long queue, like physically, like the queue is just huge. So, you know, definitely if you get that out, especially in the morning, people are less inclined to go ride that than like middle afternoon when everyone's all hot and bothered. Right. So I think that's a good plan for you. I mean, you know, in order to use your old tickets, it's a smart plan.
Right. And now I've heard from a few people that not to do Animal Kingdom early in the morning because a lot of people do Animal Kingdom and get out of there. It's usually crowded in the morning. Do you suggest going there like lunchtime? Because I got to do 3 parks on that park hopper day. So what do you think the order, I guess you could say, should be?
Well, Scopa, when we did our 4 parks in one day, we started out at Animal Kingdom. That was our first park. And I thought it worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I think that regardless of what you hear – Alex, I think I would start off. I would do the only personal preference is that I will only do the Animal Kingdom in the morning because that park does get hot. There are certain things that I like to do in that park that I probably would not want to do in the afternoon. Although, if anyone has read my recent article on All Ears, they would know that one of the things I would like to do is ride Everest at night. And other than that, I prefer visiting that park in the morning.
Absolutely. That's a great tip over there. So hopefully that'll work out for Alex. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And of course, you know, I really should ask Deb because Deb is Miss Animal Kingdom. I think they have your poster up at the entrance. The Animal Kingdom, do you prefer it, I mean, crowd-wise and, you know, being efficient, all that good stuff, in the morning, or do you prefer it a different time of the day?
If it's extra magic hour morning, I would definitely go then. A lot depends on the weather. When it's really hot, you don't typically have a lot of animals out and about in the middle of the day. It just depends what you're looking for. If you're more into the rides, I'd still go first thing. You know, I just think it's a park that gets crowded earlier in the day. Now, if you want to stay later for extra magic hour in the evening, that might be a good bet for going later in the day.
I like that. Sounds good to me. 407.
I was going to say I had some more spa information. I was looking online for the person who called a few minutes ago. And the Nikki Bryan Spas, their website is relaxedyet.com, which is relaxedyet.com. And they also do have gift certificates, which they say can be purchased at the reception desk, and phone and mail orders are accepted, and it gives a phone number. So go to the website. It has all the pricing, all the packages, and all the individual spas on property.
Oh, well, that's good. Thanks for the information, Deb. I'm sure that's going to be useful for those people over there to get that. Hopefully his wife will give in to his demands. And we have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Lee from San Francisco.
Hey, Lee, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Outstanding.
Good. I just had a couple of questions. One is about the bus system. We're not renting a car, but if we're at Animal Kingdom and we want to get to Epcot, is there a bus between the parks?
Yes, there's a bus between all the parks. Each park will have a bus that'll bring you between the other parks, with the exception of at the Magic Kingdom and Epcot. Obviously, there's a monorail that connects those two. But yes, to get from the Animal Kingdom to Epcot, there will be a bus over there for you.
Great. And I had one question about sit-down breakfasts. If we're not interested in the characters, is Crystal Palace still a worthwhile breakfast?
I really like it for food wise. Never mind the characters. Any other thoughts?
If you're looking to avoid characters, no, that's not the place to go.
Trails in,
yeah.
The breakfast trails in.
I mean, for the food wise, I like it quite a bit. The issue is, of course, you're paying a premium to eat there, and that's mostly for the characters. Right. Are you just looking for the experience of eating there?
Well, yeah, we're on deluxe dining, so we were just going to use one of our meals because we like a sit-down breakfast.
Okay. I mean, as long as you don't mind the characters like Newell. But, I mean, really, even if you're not interested in the characters, I mean, they know how to deal with it. A lot of times, you know, I've just been over there, and you just say, you know, when one of them comes by, like Tigger will come by, like, hey, Tigger, how's it going? And they wave, and, you know, if you don't, like, motion for a picture or something like that, they just move on to the next table because, trust me, there's enough kids over there that they, you know, that'll be demanding their attention. So it's pretty nonchalant. It's not like they force you into anything. So, and if you've got the dining credits to burn anyway, I think it's a great option.
I think the storybook princess meal in Norway might be good.
And we're going to be there beginning of June. Will Spoodle still be open?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I haven't seen it for sure. Close date, and I'm still trying to get a fix on that, but at one point they were looking at May 15th to close down. So I'd be surprised if it's still open in June.
Okay.
But that's
great. Well, thank you guys.
Thanks, Lee.
Thanks for the great show, and Deb, thanks for your site too. It's awesome.
You're most welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. Is our phone number. Phone lines are open for you to call in. Lots of great topics so far people have been bringing up. You know, Spoodle's closing, and I'm going to miss Spoodle's. I mean, I'm hoping that they're going to do a good job with that Katkora new restaurant that they're going to be opening up over there. But I really like Spoodle's. Some people, it seemed to me like it was a very hit or miss place. Some people liked it, and some people just didn't care for it at all. I've had a number of meals there, and I always enjoyed it. And Deb, if you're Miss Animal Kingdom, your alter ego is definitely Miss Boardwalk Area. Deb, what was your thoughts on Spoodle's?
I always enjoyed Spoodle's. In fact, I liked Spoodle's breakfast, and I used to go there a lot. It usually wasn't insane and crazy. Of course, there's no characters there, and I always thought they did a really good job. dinner I didn't go to a lot, but I always enjoyed my meal there. The downside I had to Spoodle's dinner was that it was always very loud because of the high ceilings in the restaurant. But I'm going to miss it a great deal. Now, Kat Cora, I had the fortune of seeing her at a food and wine event a few years ago, and I really enjoy her food. And, of course, I'm a big fan of hers on Iron Chef. So I'm very optimistic and hope she'll bring some really neat food to the Boardwalk area.
Cool. You know, I always liked it. I ate there for breakfast, dinner. I'm pretty sure I was there for one time for lunch. I always liked the options over there. You know, I thought it was always interesting food, good prices, I thought, you know, for Disney, certainly, and a great location. I mean, it was just, you know, it was so nice to be over there, and, you know, you're so close to Epcot, obviously, and it was such and the studios also. I used to always – my plan was always when I was at the studios and I had a nice day over there, I would, you know, after to wrap it up, perhaps rather than eating in the park for dinner, I would go over to Spoodle's and enjoy a nice dinner over there, a nice little walk over there, and you know, late night dinner is always easy also to walk in. That was something I really liked about that. It was always an easy last minute reservation at Spoodle's.
Yeah, and if you had if you were in the International Gateway area for Illuminations on the night Spoodle's was open later on the weekends, you could always walk over there and get a cup of coffee and dessert too.
Absolutely. And Spoodle's had that for breakfast, you mentioned, Deb, I don't know what they called it, but it was basically an all you can eat breakfast option, where they would just keep on refilling your plate of, you know, scrambled eggs, like an all-American breakfast, you know, eggs and potatoes and all that good stuff over there. And that was a great option, I thought.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they serve coffee in very large cups.
Yeah, absolutely. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, you know, we're having you know, we always enjoy having these live shows over here. We have them, if you're not familiar, usually on the last Sunday of the month. This Sunday was a little different with some other things next week going on. But generally last Sunday of the month, you know, we're glad that we have some new faces over here that are checking us out for the first time. And a lot of people, you know, listen to the live shows when we put them out as podcasts. But, you know, I really think the live shows are very fun in terms of the, you know, being there live for it. I think there's an element to it. I know that we have our chat room over here. If you're not in our chat room, definitely come check us out at wdwtoday.com. Join us in the chat room over there. And we're talking about Spoodle's here, and people in chat are sharing some comments. And, you know, I'd like to share some of those. You know, a lot of people are talking about their experiences over there. Actually, now it's kind of divulged into how good-looking Kat Cora is, which I can't blame them necessarily for talking about. But certainly, you know, that's what makes the live show fun. So definitely check us out over there. Let me try this next caller over here. Go to line two. Hello, caller.
Hey, this is John from Virginia.
Hey, John, how are you? Chat. Hoorah. What can you do for today?
Hoorah.
First time calling, but just wanted to say my wife and I are going down in October for Food and Wine. It's going to be our first Food and Wine.
Oh, nice.
We're going to go celebrate our anniversary.
Oh, good night. Very nice.
Thank you. Question is, I would expect that most people would kind of congregate in Epcot during Food and Wine. What's the crowd levels at the other parks like?
When are you going exactly? Do you have the dates?
It's like the week leading up to Halloween.
Okay. Deb, what's been your experience in the parks with Food and Wine? And, you know, when Food and Wine is going on in the other parks, if you manage to make yourself take yourself out of that park?
Well, of course I'm over at Animal Kingdom. Well, I know that Food and Wine brings a lot of the locals out, and so you're not getting the tourist crowd necessarily in Epcot. I think it's the crowds. If you go over to touringplans.com, Len has some crowd calendars up there. It's just normal end of October times. The Magic Kingdom, of course, really decks out for Halloween and with the Mickey's Not So Scary. So the Magic Kingdom actually closes early a number of nights, so you want to consider that in your touring plans as well. Halloween is a big one. That Halloween party always sells out in advance. So if you're thinking about doing those, make your plans early. But I think the crowds are normal for that time of year outside of Epcot.
Okay. Since the locals come out, I guess a good idea would be to avoid
Maybe avoid Epcot on the weekends and do a concentrate our food and wine on the weekdays.
Oh, I would definitely do food and wine during the week if you have that opportunity. It's much easier. You start at 11 o'clock, and generally there's no lines or very minimal lines at that time of day, and you can just take a nice long lunch, you know, noshing around the world.
That does sound good. One more question. Deb, I've heard you talk about some of your concierge stays you've done in the past, and part of our stay is going to be on the DVC Animal Kingdom lodge concierge level. So,
oh, that's awesome.
I was just wondering if you could tell me, how does it work with using the concierge itinerary office to help make your ADRs and tours or anything else you want to do? Can you do that in advance of the 90-day window, or just never done it before, so I'm wondering if you got some tips.
Well, what I would do is get a hold of the member services at DVC and obviously tell them you're staying concierge and you want to talk to the itinerary planning office over there. And they should be able to give you the phone number and you can start working with them. I don't believe they will make reservations any earlier than anybody else can. But they can assist you in making the reservations. They can also offer you some different activities. I don't know if you're familiar with the Sunrise Savannah that's offered at Animal Kingdom Lodge and also the Sunset Savannah at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Those are two really, really special events, especially the evening one that you can do as a concierge guest over at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and they can tell you about those. The options for food there are really quite good. If you have any special dietary needs, make sure you let them know, and they'll try and accommodate you in the lounge to the extent possible. But I would contact member services and get the phone number, find out when you can start talking to them, and they'll get things set up for you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. Deb, just wanted to say best of luck in your walk, and everybody else, thanks for the awesome show. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, guys. This is Aaron Delprince, ADP in chat. How's it going, guys?
How are you, Aaron?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I got a question, but I also have a comment or a plug, but I'll get to that in a second. But the question that I had concerned Disney Cruise Line, and I wanted to get your perspective on the food on Disney Cruise Line.
Wow.
I'm taking a cruise, my first cruise, Disney Cruise in May, and I was curious what you thought about the restaurants on board, and specifically, which one did you enjoy the best?
I wish there was a Disney Cruise Line expert on this call. Yes.
Tell me what some of your favorite restaurants in the park are, and then I'll be able to gauge the food on the cruise line for you.
Well, you know, surprisingly, most of my favorite restaurants are buffets. So maybe the, you know, the cruise experience might be good. But seriously, I mean, I do like Crystal Palace, not so much, you know, because it's a character location, but just because of the food selection. You know, that I do enjoy a lot of variety, and I think that's why we enjoy buffets so much. But so I would say, you know, like Crystal Palace, even Chef Mickey's, you know,
okay.
Those types of restaurants.
And how many nights are your cruise?
It's a four-night.
Four-night. Okay. Well, the four-night, you will get to do every restaurant once plus one a second time. And usually that will end up being Pirate Night, which has a special menu. I think the food is adequate on the Wonder. I think it's good average food. If you are happy with Crystal Palace and Chef Mickey's, I think you'll be very happy on the ship. Topsiders and Beach Blanket, which is up on deck 9, has omelets and cafeteria style in the morning, and they also have the same buffet for dinner. At lunchtime, you can go over to Parrot Key, and they have a buffet. The theme changes every day. The restaurants, you know, it's interesting. Parrot Key recently has been my favorite. And I can't even tell you why. I just, they changed the menu up a little bit and they had some things that I like. Each one is a little bit different. But what, one thing that is nice is, at all the restaurants, any night, if you want to get something like grilled chicken or you want grilled steak, or a salmon, I think you can have that at any point in time. The other thing that's real neat about the sit-down restaurants, if you want five entrees, they will bring you five entrees. And if Annette was on tonight, she'd tell you if you wanted 12 chocolate desserts, they would bring you 12 chocolate desserts.
Well, yeah, that's really what I was curious about more than anything was is how much better is the food than a lot of the table service restaurants inside of Walt Disney World, and I think you've answered that. So I appreciate that. The other thing I wanted to mention, this is more of a plug, and I hope it's okay to do this. On May 9th, me and five other people are running in the Orlando Muddy Buddy. It's on Walt Disney World property. And I was wondering if it'd be okay. I'm going to just, you know, we're running it. It's the Muddy Buddy is a bike running combination, 6.5 miles of five segments, three segments of biking, two segments of running, or vice versa, and you run with a teammate. And you know, with the way the economy is, you know, one of the first organizations to get hit are charities. Well, what we've done, the six of us have decided to run for a charity, and we have a website. And if anybody's interested, you can go out to www.firstgiving.com/DizMud. And if you wish to make a donation, it's for Give Kids the World Village in Central Florida. And so we decided to do that. We're trying to just raise some money for that that organization. So,
well, excuse me. It's great that you guys are trying to raise some money. It's always a noble effort. So good luck to you, Aaron. And okay. be sure to enjoy your time on the cruise. I love cruises. It's my new passion, really. I mean, Walt Disney World is awesome. Love it. But cruises are just so different and interesting, though. I can't. I'm looking forward to it. I know, Deb, you know, we're going on that. What we would have been the Mouse Fest cruise this year, and I can't wait.
And, Aaron, don't forget to make a reservation for Palo. Since you're doing the four-night cruise, you'll have an opportunity for brunch, which is, I think, the best meal on the ship. And you'll also have an opportunity to have dinner if you cannot get it online before you get on the ship. The day you get on the ship, get there as early as you can. Get in line first thing for Palo and get a reservation. You won't be sorry.
Oh, I appreciate that, Deb. And Deb, good luck with the Avon walk coming up.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks again.
Thanks, Aaron. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And Deb, I know I've been following you on Facebook with your getting ready for that Avon walk. How are those walks going for you?
Well, the training is going great. I did my last official training walk today, and I'll be blogging about that tomorrow. We walk in 2 weeks, and I'll have the honor of having Mr. Newell and his lovely wife, Mary, down. And Mary is also a survivor, and she's going to be walking. I'd say with me, but she walks about 10 times faster than I do. So I'm not sure how much time we'll actually have together. But the four of us will be there with several other 1,000 people. And I'm very honored once again this year to be the top fundraiser thus far in D.C. And I'm just over $40,000. And folks have been extremely, extremely generous in this rough time. And my advertisers have been awesome. And a number of them have done some fundraisers for me. And so things are going really well. Thank you for asking, Matt. Oh, Mike, man, is Mike, you ready? Is Mary ready?
Mary is all set. She claims she's ready to go. Are you ready to go? She's right here, as a matter of fact.
I don't make that claim.
She says she's ready to go.
we love Mary. I like to. I'll tell you off the air that comment about that Lori made about Mary.
Oh my god!
But you know, speaking of All Ears, Mr. Scopa, what is new in the world of All Ears?
Well, recently. And I hear my voice in the background. We just made an announcement on All Ears. We are announcing the All Ears running team. The team, it was an idea that I wish I had come up with, but someone else on the All Ears staff came up with it. And I'd like to bring her on to talk about it, if I may.
Yeah, may go I? For it. Yeah.
Okay. This was the idea of feature writer Michelle Scribner McLean, and Michelle is here. Michelle, welcome to the podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
I would like Michelle to talk about the idea of the All Ears running team and what it's all about. Okay, Michelle?
Sure will. So last year, I got a chance to run the 2009 half marathon, and I'd never done it before. It was quite a challenge. I'm pretty athletic, but I'd never run, and I'd certainly never run long distances. But I had the help of several people. I had my brother Mark, who's a long-distance athlete, helped me. And I had Mr. Scopa here help me as a coach. And although I ran by myself, it was fantastic to be able to go to somebody and say, you know, I'm running this far. Is that enough? Or I'm having a tough week. I'm having a tough time handling hills. I'm having a tough time with this. What should I be eating? So I was able to complete the half marathon. I was very, very happy. But one thing that happened was I was sort of all by myself. I didn't have anybody there during race time to run with. Although I had my coaches helping me and lots of support from the All Ears team. So this year, Mike and I were talking about it, and we thought that it would be great to have all the people who come up to us and say, I'd really like to run, but I'm not sure where to start. Where Mike was able to help me, I feel like I have the perspective now as a new runner and somebody who's just completed this, that we could go ahead and help a group of people who might want to run with us. So to take it a step further, we also thought about fundraising. Mike and I have done fundraising. He's run about 10 races. I just ran one, and I raised money for a personal cause. But we thought, how could we help others raise money while they were getting fit? So we thought about Deb's Avon Walk, and so we are asking people to who are going to be signing up for the half marathon or the marathon, if they'd like to join us on the All Ears team. And they, the people who have joined us so far are committing to raising $500 for Deb's fund. We have nearly 30 people already. And what we're doing is setting up a new running blog on All Ears that Mike and Deb and I are going to add to. And we are going to be helping the team members get through this. So we're really excited about it.
It's just a wonderful opportunity. I am so excited for you all for doing this. And not just because of the fundraising component, which of course is very near and dear to me, but the fact that we're actually going to be doing something as a team All Ears. And we sort of dubbed it unofficially Running with Purpose, because it does a lot of great things. It gets you in shape, and it helps you become a healthier person. It does a lot of things for not just your physical well-being, but I think mentally helps a great deal as well, and just is going to do a lot of positive things. And the fact that there's a team and the camaraderie, I'm really looking forward to that. And I know Mike and Michelle are going to do a fantastic job co-captaining this event, this group.
Cool. Well, let's get right back to the calls here, and we've got our next caller waiting right over patiently. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Dave from Boyd.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. What can we do for you tonight?
Hey, great show, by the way.
Thank you.
Hey, quick question. A few Saturdays ago, I was at work, and I tuned in the radio there. And did I hear Matt doing a live music show?
Yeah. I, when I'm bored, I just email Newell and say, hey, do you mind if I hop on there? Usually Saturday mornings. Just because, you know, I'm up and, you know, got some downtime. I haven't done them in a little while, though, right now. But I do them for when I'm from. They're impromptu and no schedule, rhyme or reason to them. But, yeah, we have done them a couple times.
I loved it. It was great.
Thank you. I was, you know, Newell's always looking for new programming over there, so.
Hey, I got one other question here.
Yes.
Do you think it's crazy that in August, when we go, we're staying at the Treehouse Villas, and we don't have access to the free dining plan, and that's the first week of free dining. Plan on doing all of our dining off-site. We got rental cars. You see any problem with that?
I don't see a problem with it necessarily. I mean, obviously, you're going to spend a little more time commuting, but that then again, I'm sure you're going to be getting, you know, you're getting a lot more bang for your buck, to say the least, in terms of what you're, you know, what you're going to be shelling out for food. I mean, I assume the reason you're not getting free dining is because you're on DBC points.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, there's no recourse otherwise, right?
Yeah.
Other than paying cash.
There's eight of us going, and right. At $40 per person, I know we can eat offsite a whole heck of a lot cheaper.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, you could just follow the Mike Newell touring dining plan, which is, you know, Waffle House, and it's a great tour. It's a great dining plan, by the way. Might I add?
The House of Beef.
The House of Beef. That's right.
Look, that's another thing. You're gonna get so much of a different variety too. I mean, there's plenty of like Thai restaurants and stuff that, you know, that kind of food they don't offer on property. Maybe you get something off property that you might really enjoy.
Oh, sure. You've actually got pizza that's actually, well, much better than Disney World pizza. But I mean, you know, it's at least closer to what the real world considers pizza. There's so many options over there. I mean, they're opening up some really nice restaurants in and around the Walt Disney World area. And I think you're going to find it very much to your advantage. I would just do some research, you know, kind of go on maybe TripAdvisor, you know, and get some, you know, things. We go back to some of our older episodes about dining off site and get some info on where to dine. And I think you definitely do a good job with that.
Yeah, one of them we're planning on going to is Texas de Brazil.
Oh, cool.
Anybody ate there?
I haven't been over there yet. Have you heard anything good things about it?
I've heard good things.
Good. Is that yeah, the, I mean, there's some great place. I mean, Sweet Tomatoes is a nice little in chat ADP reminded me of that place. It's a buffet that only serves, well, basically only serves salads over there and soup. And they have some great choices over there. It's actually not a bad deal. You can find some coupons and, you know, very good. Texas to Brazil. That's the Brazilian steakhouse thing where you turn on your card to green or red.
I don't know about that, but I know they got, 40 items on their salad bar, and then yeah, it's a steak thing, steak and meat and sausages. So I guess sort of like Ohana's, similar to that, but just a whole heck of a lot cheaper.
Yeah, you know, let us know how the, you know, once you get back from this trip, you know, call into the voicemail line or send us an email and let us know how it goes. You know, give us kind of like quick mini reviews of these restaurants. It'd be great. I know one thing that we're always looking for is great offsite restaurants. So let us know how it goes.
I can do that. And another thing about Texas de Brazil, I was on their website, and they have a charity card that you can buy. And it entitles you to 12 dinners at half price.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the cost of the card is $55.
Well, you got to make it worth your time, but yeah, you go there enough times, it'll be worth it.
Yeah, for 8 of us, that's going to be a big savings.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
That's all I got. Keep up the good work, guys.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
All right, bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and we have a caller right on the heels of the last one. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, guys, it's St. Chris in New Jersey.
Hey, St. Chris, how are you?
Hoorah!
What's up? Hoorah. I'm just tuning in, tuned in a couple of minutes ago, so I'm not even sure who's on. Deb is on right now?
I am.
Hey, Deb, this is Chris. I met you at the registration table for the 25th anniversary at Epcot. We had the same camera.
Oh, yes. And you were showing me how it flipped. Yeah.
Yeah. I had like next year's model. I'm doing fine. I still got pictures of you from the 25th anniversary. Should I post those on Facebook or something? You want those?
Sure. That would be great, Chris. Thank you so much.
All right. Excellent. Yeah, I took a few nice pictures while I was there. So that should be significant. I should put those out. That's good.
Are you a friend of mine on Facebook?
Yes. Okay. We are connected there.
Good.
All right. Let me see there. Is Scopa on too? Or who else should be?
I'm here, Chris. I was muted.
He was earlier.
Dr. Scopa, good to hear from you. I know in a few recent episodes of the show, you've been talking about Le Cellier. I remember somebody mentioned the quality of service there. And I just want to say, actually, on the day of, and I've always had great service at Le Cellier, except, strangely enough, on Epcot's 25th anniversary. It is one of my favorite restaurants, so I was booked there specifically to go there on that day. It was going to be just a part of my whole celebration that day. Mm-hmm. And yet, somehow, just that day, the waitress was inattentive. You know how they bring you the pretzel bread and they explain the pretzel bread symbolizes parts of Canada
yes.
and all that?
Yes.
It just brought it out, didn't explain it, left it on the table, was talking with another table and not talking with us and everything. I've never otherwise had service like that there, but it was just bad that day. And actually that day they had, you might remember on the 25th anniversary, anybody, I guess, Deb, you were there. They had a special dish at each of the restaurants that was from the original menu from the premiere of Epcot.
Yeah, that was very cool.
Yeah, I had the dish at Le Cellier, which was like a holiday dish, comfort food, kind of a meat and a pie crust. It was kind of like Hamburger Helper in a crock bowl with a pie crust. And Actually, it turned out not to be that good, so I'm glad it's not part of the regular member menu now. But the thing being, after the meal, I stopped and I talked with a manager there. And she listened very carefully, and she said she understood about the dish. Actually, it's a Canadian dish. All the Canadian staff loved it, so they were happy with it. But she apologized about the service, and she took some steps to compensate for it. And it just makes me want to say my general point from all this, one of the most crucial lessons I've learned from my Disney trips is talk to the cast members, ask questions, and if something's wrong, tell them. And if somebody doesn't give you good service, talk to a manager. They're not hard to find. It's a service organization. If one small part of it doesn't work right, the rest of the organization wants to help you and will make things right if you engage them. Engage with the cast members. I like just having fun with the cast members, but when something goes wrong, I talk to them. And if I hear people writing in to the show saying, I had this bad experience, always, always try and talk to a manager, talk to somebody, because they will make it right. I mean, that's my experience all along there.
I think you're right, Chris. I think that one of the things is that we are sometimes spoiled, and I think that when we find that the service is not as we expected, it's an exception to the experience, and that's why it stands out so much, and it makes you want to speak to a manager and say, "Wow, you know, I'm so used to having to receiving this type of service. I just want you to know that I was a little concerned on my visit today that it wasn't up to what I've always been used to and expected." And the thing is that hits home. Repeat business is there. I mean, that's what makes Walt Disney World so successful, is their repeat business. And they want you to look forward to coming back. And if you don't point out the shortcomings, then that's not going to help them maintain the repeat business that they want. So when you complain, or when you bring something to the attention of a manager in a restaurant, they really appreciate it.
Yeah, and I find that that at Disney, I mean, sometimes people generally go into restaurants and stuff, don't want to make a big deal, don't want to be that guy who complains about stuff. But the thing is, and people who go to Disney who don't know this should hear this, they want to know. They want to hear it. You are not making yourself a bad person by complaining. You're making yourself a helper to Disney by helping them to iron out the problems.
I've often heard that. You're absolutely right, Chris. I've often heard that for every person that complains, there are 10 more people who would like to complain.
Exactly. Exactly. And last thing. Yeah, go ahead, Deb.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, on the other side of that coin, too, if you have exceptional service, don't hesitate to ask for a manager and tell them that, too, because too often all they hear are the negative things. And some of the servers there are just amazing. So always think of both sides of it, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I do that, too. I mean, I'll talk to the managers. I usually bring thank you cards with me to give to any cast member who really helps to put a little magic into the day. And it makes their
awesome
day, too. Yeah. Oh, it's, and I mean, I, my family, we make our cards by hand and bring them and sign them. And it's just it's always a special moment to be doing that. I still get some emails from some cast members I know who years ago I gave a card to, and they're like, "This is still on my desk," or "This is still in my locker. You know, I still keep this in my folder at the restaurant." It's special for them. It really makes it very special just for everybody.
Absolutely. And,
That's so true, Chris. I have one friend, Deb knows her. Her name is Natalie, and she's a cast member. And I remember introducing her to Deb, and Deb said, "So how do you know Mike?" And one of the things that I always feel good about is Natalie said to Deb, "Well, there were a lot of guests, and Mike always made it a point to remember my name and say hi to me." And they're people too, and they need to mm-hmm. be patted on the back for all the service that they give us.
Absolutely.
Actually, one of the cast members I know is a Natalie who I think is in training now, doing training in the Magic Kingdom. I don't know if that's the same one, but I imagine there's a lot of Natalies there. There's just a lot of people, but
Chris,
that's a little coincidence there. Yes.
Yeah, Chris, I was just going to say it's a great call, and I'm glad you brought up the topic. Thanks for calling in with it, because I think it's an important thing to mention on the show for sure.
All right, absolutely. Oh, last thing, many times I hear Lynn talk about the cold snap of 2006 during Mousefest.
Yes.
that day that all of a sudden sweatshirts started showing up everywhere. Len was saying the sweatshirts were expensive that day. My kids, both my kids, still have the hoodies that we got in 2006. They're holding up. They wear them almost every day. They're still holding up perfectly. It may be expensive, but it's good stuff. That was the coldest illuminations I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. I remember that very much. Newell was wearing shorts that day, might I add.
Yeah, that was cold.
And wow. So we learn. All right, have a good night, everybody.
Thank you, Chris.
Good to talk to you again, Chris.
Bye, Chris.
407-278-5939. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Dennis from Indianapolis.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, how are you?
Andy in the chat.
Hoorah! Hoorah!
Hey, guys, I have a show request.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Show topic requests?
Way back in episode 64, you had planning a last-minute cheap trip. And okay. I am one of those people that and I'm among the unemployed now. So I'm in kind of a worst-case situation. I have an annual pass. I'm a AAA member. I'm a AARP member. I've got all the time in the world to go to Disney World, but I got no money.
Mm.
So I'm thinking if I can go, it'll be a last-minute cheap trip. And any tips in the current situation would be much appreciated.
Yeah, you know, that's always something people are always looking for. I know Len is always looking for any kind of advantage for that, because I know a lot of people, you know, call him that similar situation there. You know, for cheap trips, you know, first of all, Dennis, I think you can't underestimate the power of Priceline.com. Mm-hmm. Wonderful deals on there. Always also check on sites like Mouse Savers. You can find some great deals. I mean, really good deals on offsite hotels.
Right. I'm subscribe to the newsletter.
Yes, I would just check their site every day, because sometimes there's sales on there that are very good. My other favorite tip that I'll share is if you subscribe to the TravelZoo.com newsletter, they have these weekly emails that they'll send out, and they've got some really good deals on there. I found some, you know, great deals where I've just, you know, for lack of no other reason, just, you know, just take advantage of them, taking advantage of some good deals on there. And that extends to hotels, cruises, rental cars, and anything in between. So definitely check that out. Has anyone else anything over there, you know, indecent tips for saving money on last minute trips?
I think you had great ideas, Matt.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, Matt and I did really, really good on Priceline few times that we've done.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we stayed on 535. Was it 535? For $40 a night. 192 for $40 a night at a Radisson. I mean, it was really decent room for $40. You couldn't beat it.
Wow.
And I even got to stay at the Hilton Downtown Disney for $60 a night through Priceline.
That's one of the best deals I've ever had, Mike. Every time I look for a hotel rate, I'm like, by the time Newell got that hotel rate, that's
amazing.
Basically the standard I'm looking for.
I'm still amazed at how good that deal was. I mean, you're not guaranteed it, you know, so don't go on Priceline thinking that's what you're going to get. But I just happened to get lucky that time, and that hotel was great. It's right across the street from Downtown Disney. It's the closest one, and I had extra magic hours and all the goodies that go with it.
Absolutely. I love Priceline. So definitely look at there's some great websites there, Dennis, about Priceline. So there's a lot of research you can do into that. But definitely check that. And of course, I don't know if Indianapolis is served by Southwest, but obviously if they are, definitely sign up for the Ding service. I mean, I think that's caused, I don't know how many trips to Walt Disney World between the four of us over here. So
yeah, we are on Southwest, and I'm definitely going to check into TravelZoo and Priceline.
Cool. Also look at Orbitz. I did kind of a last-minute trip last year to New Orleans. I guess we started planning it about 2 weeks out, and I was able to wrangle the flight and a hotel at a really significant discount, and the flight worked just fine. So, you know, don't limit your options. Check out as many different of the good sites as you can to see if you can get a deal.
Okay, great.
Nice.
Thanks,
oh,
Dennis.
Also, I'm sorry, Southwest.com has travel specials also. There's a link on their website, and they do last-minute trips and such, so they can do hotel and air as well.
Great. I'll check it all out.
Nice.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
407-278-5939 is our number. And next on the line, we have Disney Mark. Hello, Disney Mark.
How you doing, guys?
Hey,
good to talk with you again.
I was the first caller last month, but I never made it to the show because I guess I got caught off. But I asked a question about D23, and Deb said whether you guys were going or not. And I think Deb will said that she was, but you guys weren't certain.
Right. What do you got for us tonight, buddy?
Just wanted to say hi, and I booked the Magic Meets, and you guys are going to be there for that, right?
Oh, yeah, Magic Meets, we're real excited for about that. I know I got my tickets. Newell, did you get yours?
I'm booked. I'm ready to go.
Nice.
Awesome. Awesome. I can't wait to see all you guys again. It's my first time at Magic Meets, so it sounds exciting.
You're going to love it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a great weekend.
Well, thanks, Deb. Thanks, everybody. I just wanted to say hi. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
See you in August, Mark.
Thank you.
Bye. See you in August.
Almost hung up on myself there instead of Mark. That would have been bad. 407-278-5939 is our number. What's that, Newell?
That's four times that I should host now.
You know, I complimented you earlier in the show, and this is what I get for it.
I'm just trying to do what's good for the show.
All right, Newell, third time's the charm. Here's the call from Rhode Island.
Yay!
Rhode Island!
How are you guys?
Good.
I'm getting through to you guys no matter what tonight. Last month, I sat there, I was ready to call, and I told my husband I was going to call, and he sat on top of me, and he was sick. Every time I picked up the phone, he hacked up his lungs. I'm telling you, I mean, I'm sorry he was sick, but he coughed every time I picked up that phone, and then he didn't understand why I didn't call. So now here I am, hiding out in the basement. He's upstairs, nice on the couch, watching the big screen TV. Put the dogs to bed, and I'm down here, and I finally got through to you guys. And luckily, I wrote down my questions so that, because now I'm nervous, but now I have my paper that I can read off of. Okay, you ready?
All right,
annual pass. I'm considering getting one, and I don't know if it worth it to get just one, or do we get two?
Mike?
Good question. Do you both travel at this? Will you both be traveling to Walt Disney World on every trip?
Yes, because he can't go without me. So, yes.
Okay. If that's the case.
We're coming down in May, and I already have reservations for November. Hopefully, if we both get a pass, we'll get another one in, before it expires again. So we could literally get three trips in.
I don't know about you, Mike, but I'm leaning towards her getting the pass for both of them. And the reason why I say this is if you get it for just one of you, it might make sense now, but you know what happens is maybe a great deal comes up for you. And then you say, you don't want to be in a situation where you have to pass up a trip because your husband doesn't have one or you don't have one. And you don't think it's worth it to pay extra money for it. I know that there's a lot of people, I know of all people, Fred Hazleton is playing annual pass lament because he didn't bother getting one for his girlfriend thinking he wouldn't come down that often, and she's been down here like four times already and they keep on having to buy tickets for her.
It costs more. You're absolutely right, Matt.
I would say go for it.
Right. When I'm coming down, for 3 days in May, and before taxes, a 3-day hopper is $262. So I'll be down 5 days in November, and then if I actually get in again, before the pass expires, that's like getting free tickets by the third trip.
Not to mention the discounts you're going to be realizing with the annual pass. If you're booking a resort that's on the property, you get the discounts. There's so many other things that there's so many aspects of the annual pass that really justifies the cost. And like you said, you're just going for several days in May, the park hopper pass is almost one half of what an annual pass would cost. So I agree with Matt. Getting tickets for the both of you seems like the reasonable thing to do.
Great. Okay. So that leads me into Tables in Wonderland. I know that with the annual pass, you can get it for $75, and normally it's $100.
Right.
Now, I was looking, as far as the discounts, according to the Disney site, it's lunch only, Monday through Friday, at most of the restaurants in the world.
Are you World Showcase or the world in general?
World Showcase, yeah, I'm sorry, yes.
Oh, for World Showcase, that's probably true. Your best that for the Tables in Wonderland card is going to be almost all the sit-down resort restaurants. There's some limited, as you've seen with Epcot and lunchtime. Those are breakfast are usually pretty okay with the character meals and such. Animal Kingdom takes it at most of their counter service, and they're about the only park I think that takes them at counter service.
Oh wow! Okay, I didn't know that. That's good to know. All right, great. All right, I got another one. You ready?
Yes.
When I come in, I'm staying at the Dolphin. So I booked, it's called SL Tours to get from the airport to the resort. Do you know anything about that company?
I don't.
I haven't used them.
SL Tours?
Yes. Is it FL Tours? F as in Frank?
Yes, L as in love.
I used them once over the last year. I actually try and use all the different ground transportation companies to see how everybody does, and I thought that they were fine. Nothing special, nothing horrible. I thought they were fine. I would, you know, use them again. I don't know anything about them. It was just based on one experience.
Well, maybe I'll have to call in with a review of my trip and include them in it and see how they do. I was concerned about using mirrors. I know they can take you round trip for about $33 a person, but I know they're going to make a lot of stops before they, you know, and I don't want to waste my morning on the bus. I want to get right to the park. So I was looking
absolutely
for the fastest way. Yeah. All right. One more quick one. The gift card for your birthday. It's, they call it a fun card, I guess. It says also on the Disney site that you can only use it for certain purchases and select merchandise. So where can't you use it? Do you have to use it in the park that you get it, or can you use it at other parks as well?
The birthday card is kind of interesting. Technically, like you say, you're only supposed to use it on merchandise in the park that you get it from. So if you're in the Magic Kingdom that day, you use it there. I've heard from cast members that, in fact, it's not really, although it says that, it's not linked to, like, you could take the card and go to one of the other theme parks and use it. I don't think you can go take it to the World of Disney store, however, if I'm not mistaken. But I don't think there's limitation, like a hard limitation, that is, to using it in the other parks. If you wanted a park hop, for instance, you want to go start in Magic Kingdom, get your free pass, and then you end up your day at you know, Epcot, for instance. I think that would be fine.
And I could use it in all the restaurants in Walt Disney World, all the parks and everything.
The parks, yes.
Okay. All right.
But you have to use it on merchandise. You can't go and use it, you know, for your reservation at Le Cellier, for instance.
Okay. So I can't use it at the restaurants. It has to be specifically merchandise.
Correct.
Okay. All right. One other quick question. I booked in November at Animal Kingdom, and I wanted to know a little bit about the buses from Animal Kingdom to the parks, about how long they take, and do they stop other places, you know, at other resorts before they take you back to your resort, like at Boardwalk. They'll stop at the Yacht and Beach Club and the Dolphin and the Swan. They make all those stops.
From Animal Kingdom, they will stop at a water park depending on which way the bus is going. Now, as of May 1st, Kidani Village, which is the Disney Vacation Club portion of Animal Kingdom Lodge, is going to open. So you will have two bus stops there. The bus will go to the from the main lodge over to Kidani, and again, you might have a water park stop, but that's it. They don't go to any other resorts.
Okay. All right. Great. So traveling shouldn't be that bad to the parks from the resort. I've never stayed where usually I stay by the Boardwalk area, or I've stayed at the Polynesian, which is very easy to get to the other parks. So I was a little concerned. I was actually considering switching over to the Poly.
Well, you know, it's going to be the longest ride, I think, over to Magic Kingdom, but it's not bad. It's not any further than, say, if you were over at Caribbean Beach, maybe, and going over to the Magic Kingdom. I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, I think the buses are generally fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. We would prefer rental cars generally, but you know, if you don't have one or can't get one, I don't have a problem with the bus service. Disney bus service is not bad. by any means. You know, there's better options for rental car, sure, but I would not hesitate to worry about the that came out wrong. I would not worry about the buses. I would not hesitate to use them.
Well, the thing is, you do have to allow. I mean, keeping in mind that it's a bus system, so right. You always have to give yourself plenty of time. And if you have to get to a certain location at a certain time, you always need to give yourself as much you know, a large window of time to get there, because you know you're not using a rental car, which will get you from point A to point B. If you're on a bus, before you get to point B, you have to go to point A1, A2, and A3. So that has to be kept in mind.
Right. Good point. Well, thank you so much for taking my calls. I am so glad I got through.
Yay!
Have a good night, guys.
Thank you. Well, you know what? It's with that call, I think we've reached the conclusion of this live show here tonight. I want to mention that this live show has been sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling and special challenges, and more. A lot more, might I add. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 111,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And I want to thank our esteemed panel here, Mr. Newell, everything you do over here, and keeping everything another wonderful show, technically speaking.
Thank you.
And Mr. Scopa, I appreciate you showing up, unlike a certain other podcaster.
It's always a pleasure, Matt.
And, you know, I speak for all of us here again. Deb, always a pleasure to have you on this live show. You're always welcome to join us here. And, boy, there were a couple different questions. I was thinking to myself, boy, thank God we booked Deb for this live show.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to be here, and you guys are great.
Great. And you know what? I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in over here. I mean, after all, there isn't a live show without any of you. You make the live shows interesting, and with your great calls and listening in, I know many of you join us month after month. Be sure to stay tuned for our next live show, which will be in May. We'll updates for that at www.today.com. So thank you very much for that. That's it for us today. If you want to find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments, visit the WDW website at www.today.com. For Line Test to Mike Scopa and Mike Newell and Deb Wills, this Animal Kingdom yourself. I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
When you are in trouble, you'll find WDW.